Grace to you and peace from our risen, victorious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's try it again. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yes. In our gospel reading this morning from John's gospel, we see an encounter between Mary Magdalene and Jesus. Mary Magdalene's world had collapsed when she was there on Good Friday and saw her beloved friend and teacher suffer great agony and saw him finally give up the ghost and die. We can only imagine the emotions that were going through her. We're told by the gospel writer, she went to the tomb on early Sunday morning when it was still dark. Now, that's probably describing the physicality of it, but it also described her mood, her emotion, when it was still dark, the darkness of despair, the darkness of fear and grief and hopelessness. And she had suffered along in her own way with Jesus as he died, wishing that it was over, but wishing that he would live, wishing that he wasn't in pain, wishing that he wouldn't die, but knowing that he will. The agony of being able only to watch and wait for the suffering to end. First, it comes as a relief, but then the pain of his absence sets in. And it is indeed still dark for Mary. Many of us can relate to her experience. When we lose a loved one, it wounds us deeply and frightens us like nothing else. And we've all, in one way or another, walked that hard path that Mary walked to the tomb on that Easter morning, while it was still dark, when those dark emotions were flowing back and forth. Let me take you back earlier to the almost beginning of John's gospel, where John tells us that in Jesus, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. In this world, in many of our lives, we know more about darkness than about light. It's not that we prefer to stumble along in the dark, but we're blinded often, blinded to see what's really right there in front of us by fear and guilt. We all know people who've lived through that kind of darkness. Perhaps we have ourselves. The death of a loved one, the death of a relationship, or the dying of one, where you go through the motions, but it hasn't yet completely died. When you have lost your dreams, maybe it was a certain accomplishment that you had hoped for, maybe it was a particular job, maybe it was your ideal future, and those things never happened, and you're in despair. Maybe you've realized that you're finally 30 or 52 or 75 and you feel that your life didn't end up being what you expected and you're in the dark. When we're in the dark of grief and loneliness or heartbreak, when we're bewildered, perplexed, or feel abandoned by God or by our friends, when that darkness comes upon us, the good news that Mary discovered at that tomb, the good news that I proclaim to you this day, is that the resurrection of Jesus unequivocally, emphatically, definitively will not have the last word. Death and despair cannot, do not, will not have the last word. The last word is hope. The last word is life, and that's what Jesus brings us. Let me take you back to the story in our gospel lesson. Mary goes to the tomb while it's still dark. in grief and in sorrow. And she saw the stone rolled away. And then she runs to tell the disciples. And there's this curious little story of a foot race where she and Peter and the other disciple run to the tomb to check it out. Peter and the other disciple, they look in and go in. They see the grave clothes lying there and the napkin rolled up by itself. Mary stays behind. And she looks in and sees two angels. They say to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she responds, "They've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they've laid him. Tell me where he is." And then she turns around, and Jesus is standing there. But she doesn't recognize him. She thinks he's the gardener. She's still, metaphorically, in the dark. She didn't recognize the signs. Four times she sees the stone rolled away. She's in the dark. She sees the clothes laid out where Jesus had been wrapped in these cloths and laid out very purposefully, as if Jesus had gotten up quite purposefully. She saw the angels, the two angels, and still she was in the dark. Jesus stood right in front of her, and she was still in the dark. She didn't get it. She didn't see it. All she felt, all she heard, all she saw was despair and grief. And then, here's the climax of this account. Then Jesus calls her by name, Mary. That is probably the most intimate, powerful, dramatic scene in all of Scripture. Jesus calls her by name, and suddenly the darkness is dispersed, and she sees that it is Jesus, alive and risen. You and I, we all want to be seen. We want to be liked. We want to be friended. We want to be recognized. All of those things are superficial. But what we really want is someone to know us deeply, to care about us deeply. And here, Jesus is the one who cares and knows us better than we know ourselves. And calls us by name. I don't know if Mary knew her Old Testament very well, but maybe she knew that verse in Isaiah, "I have called you by name, you are mine." Nothing can separate us. Nothing can destroy the bond of love between us. Not even sorrow, not even grief or disappointment, not even the grave. Mary could hear love in Jesus' voice. Mary, Mary. Her name on his lips sounded different. In her time of desperation, in her darkness, she discovered that Jesus was there all along, right there in front of her. In her darkness, he gives her new light. Well, you know what? That still happens today. In the lives and hearts of ordinary people like you and me. Because you see, the risen and victorious Lord Jesus calls you and me by name, knows us so intimately better than we know ourselves, knows us in spite of all our failures and failings and sins, knows beyond that he loves us and will never abandon us. Even when we're in the dark, even when we can't see our way, even when we're in the depths of despair, Jesus is there. He knows us and calls us by name. And so, as Mary found out that Easter morning, the good news is that the resurrection of Jesus unequivocally, emphatically, definitively declares that death and despair cannot, do not, will not have the last word. Jesus has the last word, and the last word is hope. The last word is love for you and me, all the time, everywhere we go. Amen. That's why we're here. That's why we celebrate Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.